And it is always fun to be in the audience for Susan's Cranberry Relish sequels. Kenneth Turan says there's a sequel opening in theaters today that's not as much fun as the first. 5 years ago, Happy Feet won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. Now the penguins are back.
It's hard to resist dancing penguins, but Happy Feet 2 makes you want to try. It features tens of thousands of Antarctic types toe-tapping their way across the screen, but it doesn't have a clear idea of what else it wants them to do. Returning is Mumble, voiced by Elijah Wood, the misunderstood emperor penguin who danced when all the others sang. Now he's a father himself and has to deal with a tiny son who has self-expression problems, similar to his dad's.
Hey, little guy. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not joining the party?
Mm-mm.
Can you say why?
Why?
No. What I mean is, why are you...
Uncle Mumble, I think he's asking why dance.
Like you need a solid reason, don't you, Eric?
Yeah.
Mumble's son runs away from home, and Dad has to bring him back. But when they return to the colony, everything has changed. All the penguins have been cut off from the rest of the world by a wall of solid ice. Lots of attempts are made to free everyone, to little effect. Happy Feet 2 jolts along from one episode to the next in a random, haphazard way. The introduction of Will and Bill, a pair of krill, is typical. These tiny crustaceans attempt to become predators, with results that are lamentable. Even casting Brad Pitt and Matt Damon in the roles doesn't help. Still, there is fun to be had in this film, like following the adventures of Sven, who seems to be that rare penguin who knows how to fly. Voiced by the irrepressible Hank Azaria, Sven is the film's most inspired creation. He's a self-help guru who actually believes the things he says.
You must learn to think like Sven.
Why?
If you want it, you must feel it.
If you will it, it will be yours!
Sven think. All rights reserved, copyright me.
Happy Feet 2 also retains the original's eclectic taste in soundtrack music.
I don't care what the people say.
Yeah. Look at the hang of it.
Watching all those penguins dance does remain fun, and the film's expansive 3D look creates dizzying Antarctic vistas. But dazzling panoramas, no matter how impressive, don't compensate for the unsatisfying story Happy Feet 2 is stuck with.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.